Okay, let's begin. Tonight we're going to talk about, as you see, topic. Take a little break from Inyane Sanhedrin for discuss one topic related to Tainus Esther. As you see, the topic of this year, Shabbos, Bez Hashem, will be discussing other Inyane Purim. That's this Shabbos, and we'll take the sheets over here, and then we'll have, I think, another how many Shabbosim? Two or three Shabbosim, you know, of back to Kotzer. And then we'll have a Haggadah Shir that Tuesday night before Pesach, and then we'll have Shabbos Haggadol, and then that'll take us till Pesach. Bez Hashem. Okay, so let's start with let's talk about Tainus Esther. So first, a little bit of history, which as we will see, is not just history, but will impact exactly how to understand the nature of Tainus Esther and its relationship to the other Tainusim of the year. That's part of what we're going to try to figure out tonight. Even before we see source number one, which is Sukkim in the Megillah, it's interesting that Tainus Esther is not mentioned in Shas. It's nowhere in Shas. You ever think about it? Look in Mishnayos, look in Brises, look in Gemara. It's not in Shas anywhere. There's a remez to it, as we'll see, but it doesn't say the words Tainus Esther anywhere. It's very unusual. Why it should be that way? Was it a later? Wasn't a later takana? I mean, we assume it was relatively early, but that's just one note. That it is not anywhere in Shas. So why do we fast? Why do we fast? What's Tainus Esther all about? What's that? You know, you think about fasting. It doesn't. I mean, getting into the mood for Purim, you could have thought of other things to do the day before Purim. So what's the usual reason? What would you say? Why do we fast? What would you say? Esther fasted. Esther fasted. Right? Just Esther. Everybody fasted. Look at source number one. The Pesukim in the Megillah say in Perek Daled. Which is a great, just in terms of hachana for the yantif, you know, where we get caught up in a lot of the mitzvah and mitzvos, like Pesach, we get caught up in the matzahs and the chametz and cleaning, and a great way to get ready for Purim is to read the Megillah. The Nitziv even says, this is just as an aside, the Nitziv even says why most poskim say that the second Megillah reading, the day Megillah reading, is more important than the night Megillah reading. I mean, so you have to hear both. But the day one is the Iker one, why? So, that's what the Pasuk says. But the Nitziv says, because the second time you hear it, you are ready. The first time you hear it on Purim 9, you know, it's exciting. You remember the story from growing up, it's wonderful. So, but it's just like you're remembering the story. By the time you hear it the second time already, you can already think about it in a deeper way. You can already appreciate the story. That's why the second time is... So if we do the first time even before Purim, wow! Then the first time will be like the second time, the second time will be like the third time. But anyway, that's a great way to prepare for the other, just to read through the Megillah, just to try to pick up on different themes of the Megillah. Anyway, so we'll try to be Yosei at least with two Pesukim tonight. Source number one, the Megillah says, V'tomer Esther l'hashi l'Mordechai, Esther tells... to send a message to Mordechai. Leich kenosis kol ha-Yehudim hanimsim b'shushan, go gather all the Jews, v'tsumu alai, and fast for me, on my behalf, v'al tochlu v'al tishtu shloshes yamim laila v'yom. Don't eat or drink for 3 days, gamani v'na'aros ayatzom kain, and I and my girls who are with me also will fast, u'b'chein avo alamelech asher l'kadas, v'chasher avadzi avadzi. And in that way, hopefully it'll be a schus for me to go to Ahasuerus. So on the simple level, and as we'll see, there's definitely the one source. Why do we fast? Because Esther fasted, and because all the Jews fasted before she went to speak to Ahasuerus. After all, it's called Tainus Esther, so the Tainus of Esther and that she fasted. The problem, though, with this, what's the problem? Oh, that's the big problem. Wrong month, wrong quantity of time. This fast was in Nisan. Months before the eventual Gzeirah, you know, months and months later was supposed to come out, but she didn't want to wait to the last minute to uproot what Haman wanted to do, but it was much earlier. So why are we fasting in Adar if this is a Zecher to the fast that Esther did? Question one. Question two is the length of time. You know, Esther, this is 3 days. So is it only, you know, what happened along the way? You could eat at night. You know, in Ramadan, they fast for like a month and a half. You know, it's possible, lahavdil, right? But they also believe in Kiddush HaChodesh Bisman Hazeh. I mean, they believe that. You ask any of these people, when's the new month? Oh, we don't know. They have to wait till they see the moon. But they can do it. So we can do it 3 days, eating at night. So that's a problem with this approach. There are answers to it. As you look, if you look in source number two, the Masechah Sofrim, one of the, again, in the back of, after Avodah Zarah and Pirkei Avos, you have all the Maseches Tanis, Maseches Kala, Maseches Smachas, Maseches Derech Eretz. So one of them is Maseches Sofrim. So there in Masechta Sofrim it says, Mapsikim Lepurim Kaminhag Rabosenu. There's a minhag Shebamayrav. There's a minhag of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Lehisano Shlosha Yimei Hatzom Mordechai VeEsther. There's a minhag to fast for 3 days. Prudos, not straight, separated. Ulaachar Purim Sheni VeChamishi VeSheni. To do a Bahab, to do a Monday, Thursday, Monday after Purim, which is a minhag that we spoke about in the past for Sukkot and for Shavuos. And for Pesach, not for Shavuos, it's only one day, but for Sukkot and Pesach. So there's a minhag brought down here. This is already in the time of the Mishnayos. This is from the Tanoim. There's a minhag. There was a minhag to fast for 3 days. So what happened? The Lama ain misan in oso b'chodesh Nisan. Okay, there's a minhag for 3 days. So why don't not 3 days? That's not such a difficult. That's not such a hard question to answer. The basic. What would you say? This comes up a lot. The Beit Yosef says in Hilchos Megillah, Niskanu Adoros, you know, we're not stronger, as strong as we used to be, we're not as healthy as we used to be. So, okay, 3 days to 1 day, that's the easier question to answer. But the other question needs an answer. You know, what happened from Nisan to Adar? So that the Masecha Sofrim deals with. Why don't we fast in Nisan? Mipnei Shebe'echad B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkan. The first day of Nisan, the Mishkan went up. The Yudbeis Nisim Hikrivu Karbanam Lu Yudbeis Yom Yom Lachal Shevet V'Shevet. And the first 12 days of Nisan, they all brought their Karbanos to be Mechanech L'Mizbeach. The Kol Echad Haya Osef Yom Yantiv. And there were Yomim Tovim those days. The Chen Lasid Lava Wasid HaMikdash Limanos B'Nisan. And also in the future. So Nisan is not the time to fast. Yes, historically this event occurred in Nisan, but Nisan is not the time to fast. That's even why, parenthetically, why certain Rabbanim were against Yom HaShoah, not Stam because of the idea, but they made it at the end of Nisan. It was a Chav Ches Nisan, I think. So again, forgetting the other issues of Yom HaShoah, meaning there's a China that says that all of our Avelos should be on Tisha B'Av, but besides that idea, but part of the opposing view was that you can't have a sadness in Nisan. Nisan is a happy month. I'm not saying what the right opinion. I'm just saying that was brought in. But that's a similar idea here. So the fast, yes, in Ochinami, according to the Masechta Sofrim, the Tainus Esther is to remember Esther fasting with all of Klal Yisrael before she went to Achashverosh. But you have to remember, number one, 3 days to 1 day because we can't do it, and Nisan to Adar because it's inappropriate to fast in Nisan. So where are you going to move it to? So you want to move it to another time period that has significance to this event. So another time period, what? Adar is a good time because of the story of Purim. But this is part of the story of Purim. Because Nisan is more of an entire time period. As he said, the 12 Nisim, and then this Pesach, like the whole month. That's why we don't say Tachan in all of Nisan. As a reflection of the fact that it's a din in the whole Chodesh. It's Chodesh HaGeula. Purim, there are certain days, and you say Mishanechnas Adar Ma'ariv B'Simcha, which is somewhat halachic, but somewhat hashkafic. I don't know how many halachas are based on that, but that is what was done. Okay, so that is reason number one, source number one, why do we fast on Tainus Esther? Because Esther fasted. Okay, but now let's see a second view, and this second view, towards the end of it, will lead us into a question, which then will lead us into trying to get to the nature, to the mahus of Tainus Esther. Okay, so let's go to the first Mishnah and Gemara in Megillah. Source number three. Megillah Nikreis, B'yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Hezav. Five possibilities when the Megillah can be read, Bizman HaMishnah. In other words, we, Bizman HaZeh, only read the Megillah one of 2 days, on the 14th or the 15th. But in the olden days, when there was something called the Yom HaKnisa, the days that the villagers used to go into the big towns to get supplies, the Yom HaShuk, or they just gathered together, machlokes, we're not going to get into now, had on the same shot of what Yom HaKnisa is, but it was some type of allowance, Bizman HaMishnah, to read the Megillah on earlier days, even on the 11th, of Adar. So the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, lo pachos velo yoser. But says the Mishnah, not earlier, you can't read it on the 10th, and you can't read it on the 16th. Karachan, and the Mishnah goes through, Karachan, Mukafan, Choma, Mimos, Yeshua, Bin Nun, Karan, Betezvav. Right? The walled cities, read it on the 15th. And that says, as the Yerushalmi, I think, says, that's the Zechat Yeshua, Bin Nun. Because Yeshua, Bin Nun, right? Because Eretz Yisrael was not involved in this in this nace. We want to have some kesher to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why we pick from Yehuda, the ones who were ruled from Yeshua ben Nun's time. Kerm Ayaros Gedolos Kerm Yudalit. Those small villages read on the 14th, but the Kerm of Makim Yom Knisa, and the Mishnah goes through all the permutations of what if it falls on this day, what if it falls on that day, what day is the Yom HaKnisa, what day is the day that they gathered before Purim. Okay, not our issue now. But what is our issue is the source for this halacha. Because the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah says you can read it from 11th through the 15th, any of those days. And the Gemara is bothered. I'm going to skip to save some time. Skipping down to line 20, to line 28, the last word. Line 27, the last word. Ela pshita kulhu ashekenes hagadola takinu. It's obvious that the ashekenes hagadola were the ones who said you could read the Megillah on any of these days. You know, we're not going to say that you only had certain days and then they added on, because you're not allowed to add on new halacha. So it's obvious that the ashekenes hagadola were the ones who said you could read it any of these days. Heicha remiza. Where, though, is it hinted to? Because if you look at the Megillah, it says you should read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. Only 2 days mentioned in the Megillah. So where did the Ashkenaz and Sagadola realize to Darshan to allow us to get in 3 extra days? 11, 12, and 13th. It's not in the Megillah. The Megillah only has 14th and 15th. So says the Gemara, Amar of Shimon bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Amar Kra, L'kayim is Yimei HaPur Ma'ela Bizmanei Hem. To be Mekayim, these days of Purim, in their times. And the Gemara Darshins, Zmanim Har Beit Tiknu Lahem. What do you mean, in their times? You have times, you have more times than what's listed here to read the Megillah. So we learn out, you have more times to read it. And the Gemara a few lines later says, we learn out 2 extra times, just like the Mishnah, the Megillah itself says, 2 days you could read it, the 14th to the 15th. We learn out from the extra words of, in their times, an extra 2 days to read it. So if it's only extra 2 days, what should those 2 days be? If it says the 14th and the 15th in the Megillah, and the Gemara now says there are 2 extra days to read it. So what should we say those 2 extra days are? 12 and 13. The 2 days right beforehand. So that's what the Gemara asks. Skipping down now to line 37, third word. The Eimat Shresar Utslesar. Once you have the drasha to have an extra two days, so it should be 12, 13. Where do you get 11 from? So says the Gemara, and this is our key line for now. Kita Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Yud Gimel Zman kihilo lakolhi below tsarek lerebuye. Says the Gemara, the 13th of Adar, you don't need a pasuk to teach you that you can read the Megillah on that day, because that's the day that they all gathered. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Zman kihilo lakol, the day that they all gathered. So therefore, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that you can read the Megillah on the 13th. That's obvious. So 14th and 15th are in the Megillah. 13th is obvious. And you have an extra drasha to teach me 2 extra days, 11th and 12th. That's the Gemara. Hachanami's manki lola koli v'lotzarach l'rabuye. The Gemara then says, what about 16th and 17th? Maybe it's 2 days after Purim. Chuzav Hashiv. Sarsa says, no, below Yavar Ksiv. Says you can't have days of Purim after Purim. Okay, so this is the Gemara. The key line for us is that phrase. The 13th, kind of Esther, the 13th is manki hilo lakol. So what does that mean? It's the day that they all gather. So if you look at Rashi, according to Rashi, this has nothing to do with what is in the back of our heads. Let's maki lakoli. What does it mean? Source number 4. Hakol nikalu lihinake me'ayvehem. That was the day that everyone gathered to revenge their enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomos. At that time in history, there was much anti-Semitism. Everybody wanted to kill the Jews. The 13th of Adar was the day that they got their forces together. They gathered and they said, let's do it. We're going to get together, we're going to wipe out the enemy, and that's what they did. That's what it means. Zman kihilo lakol, the day that all the Jews gathered together. Kamosha kosav b'sefer, as it says in the Megillah. Hilkach, Rashi says, lotzarech kral rebuye. That's why you don't need a pasuk in the Megillah to tell me that you're allowed to read the Megillah that day. D'cheiroi lakriya. D'ikir hanes bohaya. Because after all, that was a major part of the nace itself. That's part of the day of Purim. Because this was part of the war, which is part of the nate, that's not focused on so much in the Purim story. Usually it ends after Haman's hanged and his 10 sons, boom, that's it. To read the rest of the Megillah, that we killed thousands and thousands of people of Shushan. That's also a big part of it. But that is how Rashi interprets the Gemara. That's what Zmaki Lakol, the day that they gather to get ready to wipe out their enemies. But if you look in the Rush, and then soon we're going to get into the the crux of what I wanted to talk about. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who argues. The Rosh in source number 5, again, we're not going to read the whole thing. Source number 5, he quotes Rashi, and then skipping like to the middle, line 14, V'lo nihira l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam does not agree with this pshat of Yom Kihila Zman, the Lashem of Zman Kihila Lako. Zahavi Leila Meimar Zman Mochamav. First of all, what do you mean, the time that they gathered? The time of the war! That's not that they gathered. The Iker was the war. The Iker was that this was the first step in defeating the enemy. So first, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like the language of the Gemara. The Zman Kihila Lakol doesn't sound like it's a combative Lashon. Zman Melchama should have been the Lashon. Oh, Kashala, he has another question, but let's skip now to Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. The end of line 16. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Kihilo Akohi. What does that mean? Zman Kihilo Akohi. That is the time that everybody gathered. Shahakol Misasvin Latinus Esther. It means, Rabbeinu Tam says, it's nothing to do directly with what happened then. Nowadays, Rabbeinu Tam says, we all gather for Tainus Esther. Doesn't say what their, so it obviously was around them. It doesn't say what the source was. But he says, we all gather for Tainus Esther. Ubayim b'nei akfarim la'ayaros, and all the villagers come to the cities. Lomar slichos v'sachnunim, to daven, lefi shebo nikolu la'amod anafsham v'hayisrichim rachamim. Because they're all gathered together to ask for rachamim. V'chein matzinu b'moshe, sha'asa Tainus kishenilcham ba'amalek. So too by Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a remez in the pasuk that before Bnei Yisrael fought Amalek, they also gathered tshuva, tefillah. Not let's what are our strategies for the battle, like Rashi says. That's not Zman Kihilah Lakol. It has to do directly with the battle. But Zman Kihilah Lakol means it was a time of introspection. It was a time of tefillah. It was a time of gathering together. Kiddushiv, line 19. Umoshev Aaron v'chur alu rosh hakivah. They went up to the mountain. V'darshin v'beseches tainis mikalon tainis sibah shesorach shlosha. That you need three. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's the pshat of Zman Kihilah Lakol. Not that they gathered together to figure out the strategies to defeat their enemies, but rather it was a day that Klal Yisrael throughout history has gotten together to daven extra, to slicho mechila, etc. And then he ends off, Mikan Nirol Rabbeinu Tam Sa'ad L'Tainus Esther. This is the one reference in Shas to Tainus Esther. This four-line, four-word phrase, Zman Kihilo Lakoli. It's the time that they all gathered. This is it. Sha'anu Osin. This is a remnant to Tainus Esther that we do, says Rabbeinu Tam. Kamosha Asubi Mei Mordechai V'Esther, just like it did then. Kishanikalu Ayehudim Lamar Anavsham V'lo Matzinu Lo Smach B'Shum Makom Ela Bakan. This is the only place that it is referred to in Shas. In other words, so if we think about this now, what does he say? So it's a machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What does that line mean? Zman Kihilah Lakol. Whether it's preparation for the war or Zman, the time that they gathered for tefillah before the war. It's also connected to the war, but it's focused on tefillah and extra slicha v'tachnunim. But now taking a step back, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why do we have Tainus Esther? Why do we have Tainus Esther? What are we remembering? So the first shot that we gave Oman Akab said before was based on source number 1. Because Esther fasted, and they all fasted, before she went to see Achashverosh. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's much different. It's nothing to do with that. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it has to do with what happened in Adar. Right? We don't have to come up to, it's a switch from Nisan, it was 3 days. No! One day, in Adar, before the war, they got together for tefillah, they got together for coming together, for asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Selicha, and asking it for help. That's why we fast on Tainus Esther. So it's a very different shot of what Rashi says. And just to give you one more Rishon, who said this idea, besides Rabbeinu Tam, that is the Sefer HaManhig, which we'll get back to hopefully a little later also. So source number 6, a very underused Rishon, but he says in source number 6, Umashenagu Lizanos Erev HaPurim, why do we fast on Erev Purim? Lo l'shem zeicher Tainus Esther! It's not because Esther fasted! Shaharei ein anu osin gimel yamin laila v'yom! Because we don't do 3 days. Va'od ki osan b'Pesach ha'yu. Right, the two kashas. That was on Pesach. Shene'emar v'yavar Mordechai v'yazakol ha'chol shir tzivsal of Esther. Right, Mordechai went through and did everything that Esther commanded her. Malami she'avar yom rishon shal Pesach b'tainis. That's the Gemara in Darshans. V'haman itzla b'yudvav v'nisan. Haman was hanged on the 16th day. Zechar, I never thought about it. Is there any connection between Sfiras HaOmer and Haman? Same day Sfiras HaOmer starts on the second day of Pesach? I don't know, something to think about. Zechar l'davar v'yishbos Haman mimachras. Ella, so what's the reason for Tainus Esther? Ella al shem nikalu ha-Yehudim asher b'shushan b'shlosha azarbo. Because they got together to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fast to help them. V'omor zman kehilo lakohi. V'chein pirshu Yishalmi, etc., etc. We don't know, I don't know if we know what day that was. We don't know what day that was. I mean, but this is as hopefully as we get through the shiur, you'll see why this one is special. Okay, so we have two. This is more background. Two reasons why we fast on Tainus Esther. Very different reasons. Are we fasting for the Jew what before she went into Achashverosh, or for the war? But it's and if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, and then I'll just ask the Kasha that'll lead us into the middle part of the shiur. The Mishnah Berurah in source number 7 in Hilchos Megillah quotes this number 2. Quotes the second approach. Misanin b'yud gimel ba'adar. Why do we fast on yud gimel? Again, you read most of the time. We read a Mishnah Berurah, we don't appreciate what he's not saying. But now we can read this Mishnah Berurah. We're like, oh, he picks this and not that. Tibiyimei Mordechai ve'Esther nikalub yom gimel yud gimel ba'adar lihi lachem v'lamad al nafsham. They gathered to fight and to stand up for themselves. Like Yitzri Yichilavakish rachamim v'sachanunim, and they needed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanus sheyazreim Hashem lihi naki me'ayveihem, that Hashem should help them. And we find that before war, right, they always fasted. It's just like Chazal said about Moshe Rabbeinu. He also fasted. Doesn't say beferish in the Megillah that they fasted, says that they gathered, but they must have fasted, says the Mishnah Berurah. That is why we fast as well. Okay. One simple question, though. A simple question, which hopefully we have to figure out an answer to. And that is, let's put Rabbeinu Tam back into the Gemara. Remember what the Gemara, what was the line of the Gemara of Zman Kehila Lakol? The Gemara said, the 13th day of Adar doesn't need to be explicated that you can read the Megillah on that day. It's obvious. You don't need a pasuk for that. Because after all, it's Zman Kehila Lakol. So how did Rashi interpret that? What did Rashi say Zman Kehila Lakol is? What did Rashi say? It was the war. So Rashi said it makes sense. If this was the war that we won, so it makes sense that you can retie Megillas Esther on this day. Because this is part of the Nace. This is part of the war. But what about according to Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what does Zman Kehila Lakol mean? It means a day that they fasted. A day they prepared, you know, that they davened. So what does that have to do with Megillas Esther? Because they davened, why is that a day that's fit to read the Megillah on then? According to Rashi, it's obvious, because this was part of the war. Part of the war, the strategies, they're getting ready for the war, they're building up their arms, and they won the war. This whole thing is part of the Nes of Purim. So therefore, it's any of these days is fit to read the Megillah. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says this day is nothing specifically connected to the war, but it's more of a general Zman Tefillah, which preceded the war, doesn't have an inherent connection to the war. So then, what's the Gemara saying? It's obvious that you can read the Megillah today. Why is it so obvious? This is something before the war. Correct. I'm saying, but why is this a Yom Purim? According to Rashi, says Hilkach. Rashi fleshes it out for us. He says, I'm telling you exactly why. And maybe that's why Rashi says what he says in Alek Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rashi, it fits him beautifully. This is getting ready for the war. This is considered part of the first step of the war, and therefore you can read the Megillah that day. Okay. Okay, it's part, but yet. Okay, I'm saying, but what was part of the Nes of Purim? That they davened. Okay, so that's more al pi hashkafa, the ba'achdus. But okay, so let's try to bolster it a little bit. Okay, so we'll try to get back to this question. Hopefully, we'll get back to it in the last source in the packet. Now, let us take a trip and try to figure out through the sources what is the nature of Tainus Esther, what makes it unique, how is it different, or is it different than the other fast days? And it starts with a pasuk in Zechariah, source number 8. I got to learn Tanakh too. Pasuk in Zechariah says, "Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzom Haravi, V'Tzom Hachamishi, V'Tzom Hashvi, V'tzoma Asiri, Yil, Abeis Yehuda, L'sasson, L'simcha, L'moadim Tovin. The Zechariah says that the four fast days, it's the fast day of the fourth month, right, Shavuos B'Tammuz, and the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, the seventh month, Tzom Gedalia, the tenth month, Asar B'Teves, all those fast days will turn into holidays in the future. That's what the Pasuk of Zechariah says. Notably omitted on this list is Tainus Esther, the one fast day of the year that's not on the list. We have five, and there are only four here. So why is it left out? Again, the obvious, might say it's obvious, always is the obvious answer. What makes it different than the other four fast days? Oh, the other four fast days have to do with the Beit HaMikdash, have to do with the Churban, directly. I mean, Churban is also from the, he miscalculated, but the other four fast days were the siege and the breaking of the walls of Yerushalayim and the actual Churban and some Gedalia, the Mepharshim say, was the final nail in the coffin because the last remnant of Jews had to leave Israel when they assassinated Gedalia. So that all was connected to the Churban. So, okay. But does that mean that there's something inherently different about the day? I mean, we fast. So what exactly is the difference in the message of Chazal of this fast day? You know, maybe shouldn't this also be on the list, that this will also turn into a happy occasion? Okay, let's look. Okay, so that makes it somewhat different, right? This is prevention. We were at an Esara at that point. Wasn't really preventing. I mean, we were already in a sorrow. We already had the Xera, right? It was the letter couldn't be revoked. But okay. So why do we fast? Why do we fast? Maybe we should all just have all go to Madison Square Garden and have the same shots every time it's Esther. You know, that'll be reliving the Achdus. Yeah. So let's take it step by step. So that's number 9. Okay, so this starts in Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about Megillas Tainus. Gemara says in source number 9, Ditanya, Hayamim ha'ele haksu b'viv Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was a sefer at the time, Bizman HaChazal, that recorded a number of happy days. Happy days, things occurred Bizman HaChazal, and the halacha was that you were not allowed, asurin bein lefneim balachareihem, it was usur to fast on those happy days recorded in Megillas Tainus, and usur to fast even the days preceding them and following them. They were so special. Shabbos is yamim tovim. What about Shabbat and Yom Tov? Those are pretty special too. Balacha, the Brisa says, hey masurim lefneim balachareihem mutarim. No, only those days. Shabbos and Yom Tov is usur, but obviously you're allowed to fast on Friday or Sunday. Might not be a good idea, but that's what it says. So my heifer, what? Yeah, they say you're supposed to have a taiva going into Yantif. My heifer bein zeh lazeh. So the Gemara, by the way, asks, how is this possible? Not just what's the difference. These days of Durabanan, days that they just enacted because of happy days, you can't fast before them and after them even. And the din is araisa, you can. You know what? You're making the kal v'chamur. So the Gemara says, halalu divrei Torah. If it says in the Torah, Shabbat and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast and you have to be happy, so nobody's going to come to violate those days. You don't have to take extra precautions to protect those days. But halalu divrei sofrim, the divrei Torah sofrim divrei tzrichim chizuk. By these days, if you allow people to fast the day before, they're not going to take these days so seriously. They're going to say, oh, what is this day? See, you know, nothing. Okay, I'll fast this day too. So you have to give extra chizuk to the dinim drabanan so people take them more seriously. That is Yutes Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. On the next Amud, though, after a long shakla v'tarya, the Gemara quotes the Hilchas Abitlu, the Hilchas Alo Bitlu. The Gemara says that we have a Mesorah, we have a transmission that the Megillas Tainus was Batel. The whole thing doesn't apply anymore. And that you're allowed to fast on those days. So what's the correct Mesorah? So he answers the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Kan B'Chanaka Upurim, Kan B'Shar Yomi. The whole Megillas Tainus was Batel. That's why we don't know of any, hardly know of any of the days listed in Megillas Tainus. We fast almost all those days. Except Chanaka and Purim. Chanukah and Purim are the only two of Megillas Tainus that are still intact. That you're not allowed to fast. What does it say about these days in Megillas Tainus? You can't fast on them or before or after them. Those 2 days, Hanukkah and Purim, are still intact. That's what the Gemara says. What's the kasha? Tainus Esther. What do you mean? The Gemara says Mefurish, that the Hanukkah and Purim are still intact. You can't fast on them or day before and after. Hello, Tainus Esther. That's not even if you want to. That everybody does. That's what the Ron asks, right on that Gemara. Source 11. Lo kasha, kam b'chanaka v'pur. V'kasha, kiva de b'chanaka lo batla megillas tainis. Heich mis'anin b'yud gimel, shehu lefnei ha'purim. Since it wasn't batla for these two holidays, how could he pass the Titus Esther? So a number of answers. The Ron gives one. Ika l'meimar, mishum tahave divrei kabbalah. At least Purim has a source in Tanakh. Not Hanukkah, but as a source in Tanakh. The divrei kabbalah, ki divrei Torah dami. When did the Megillah Tainis say that the preceding and following days are usher to fast? That's by regular Drabanans that don't have any source in Tanakh. But if you have something, a source in Tanakh, that's already a different category called Divrei Sofrim or Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah has the same status as Daraisas, meaning people are going to take it seriously. After all, it's mentioned in Tanakh, and therefore you will allow to fast before or after, just like Shabbos and Yom. What? What do you mean? Kan v'chanukah u'purim in terms of at least fasting on the day itself. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. He's saying kan v'chanukah u'purim. I'm sorry. Kan v'chanukah u'purim. Chanukah and Purim, even Bisman Megillas Tainis existed, you were allowed to fast on the days preceding Purim. Right? Because it was like Shabbos and Yontif. According to the Ron. That's the Ron's answer. He's focusing on Purim. Chanukah, you wouldn't be able to give this answer. Because there's no source in Tanakh. Okay, but those are the two. Okay, so that is one answer that Ron says. How do you have, it's a strong question. How do you have Tainus Esther if it says you're allowed to fast on the day before Purim? So the Ron says, one answer. That is Divrei Kabbalah. The Shiltos, I'm not going to read it inside. I want to save some time. In source number 12, the Netziv says that maybe, it's a tremendous Chiddush, and it doesn't answer all the questions, but he said maybe there was never a Takana to fast on the 13th of Adar. There was a Takana to have Tainus Esther sometime before Purim. So, before Megillah Tainis came about, it was the 13th, the day before. Once Megillah Tainis came, so they made it the 12th, the 11th, but there was never a set day to have Tainis Esther. I don't know what he does Bizman Hazeh, because Bizman Hazeh, we're still in the state of Megillah Tainis, but you could look at it after. That's in source number 12, what the Netziv says. Oh. Another answer, which my mom has found, I thought you could say, but then I found 5 minutes before the shir, that's my wife, 5 minutes before the shir, I found another answer of the first Tosis and Tainus. That's why it's not in the Makoros, Haraya. I usually don't skimp on the Makoros. The Tosis and Tainus of Yuchesim and Aleph. If you take a note, you could write it. Tosis asked this question, right? How can you fast the day before Purim? And he says, the Yesh Lomar, Daha da Amar Chanukah Upurim Lo Bitzlu Ratzalomar Hadinim Shalahem La Asosan Yontif Uzlola His Ana Bahon. The fact that you can't fast on them wasn't batel. Aval bedinim delefnehem batlu. But the aspect of fasting the day before them, that was batel. Again, because the Gemara just says, Chanukah Purim weren't batel. So, Tosfos says, but only the dinim atzman on those days weren't batel. But the lefnehem was batel. Okay, goes to Chanukah too. Yeah, it seems to say lachrayim also. Okay, so just we're about to have the Iker answer. But again, what do we do? So let's try to focus on what we're doing here. We had a Gemara that says Megillah Tainis had a bunch of days that you're not allowed to fast on them or the days before them. But then it says they were all batel except for Chanukah and Purim. So you're not allowed to fast the day before Purim. What about Tainus Esther? So number one answer was the Ron that no, it has a source in Tanakh, so it's like Shabbos and Yom Tov. You were always allowed to fast on the day before Purim. Number two was the Netziv. It was never a day that you didn't fast on the 13th. We have the Tosfos and Tainus that says that really it was batel, the fact that you can't fast before. The only thing that wasn't batel was that fasting on. And then you have the Arches Chaim in source 13. The Arches Chaim Army Lunel is also quoted in the Kolbo that says, no, it's fully intact. Purim is fully intact, the day before fully intact. But you know what? What does the Gemara mean that you're not allowed to fast the day before Purim? Or the day before any of these days? Only a tainus of tsar. Only a tainus, which was because of sadness, was mourning. But if you have a tainus of a different nature, so then that was never included in the Gzeira. Look at what the Aruch HaChaim says. Fourth line. V'zeh shenagu l'hisanos b'yom yud gimel shehu yom shelifneihem. That minhag l'fi shelo nasar el hatainus shel tsar. Aval hatainus. Remember, this is not a brisker. This is the Aruch HaChaim talking. When we're showing him. That's what he sounds like. Says l'fi shelo nasar el hatainus shel tsar. Only hatainus of tsar was usher. Aval hatainus shanu osin. But what's tainus Esther about? Eino ela zecher l'tainus Esther. V'she yizkar kol adam, and everybody should remember, shehabori yizbarach roeh v'shomeya kol ish be'eis tarasan. Tainus Esther is all about realizing Hashem listens to us. And Hashem hears our tfilos. Kasher yizaneh elav, when we fast to Him, v'yashuv elav b'chol avavo, when we do tshuva. Kasher asal avaseinu v'yamim lahim b'zman hazeh, shizano gimel yamim lailo v'yom. That's what tainus Esther is about. He doesn't say the positive, but we'll get to that in a minute. He says it's not a tainus shel tsar. Tainus Esther is not like. Why is it left off the list in Zechariah? Because what's Zechariah saying? These four are tainusim shel tsar, of pain, of sadness, and they're going to become yom tovim. But tainus Esther right now is already part of the yom tov. It's not going to change. It's not a tainus. We don't mourn on tainus Esther. We're sad. We're serious on tainus Esther. But we're not sad and we're not mourning. It's not connected to the Korban. It's a realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved us. And that was never us, sir. It wasn't a din that you're not allowed to fast the day before these days. That's per se fasting. But it was fasting out of tsar and atzvos. That's what was us, sir. But fasting per se might not be a problem if it was for a different reason, if it was a function of a different purpose. And that is what Tainus Esther is about. If you even look in the, we'll see in the other halachas where we see this idea in a minute, but if you even look in the Rambam, again, source 14, I'm not going to read the whole thing to save time, but the Rambam has a big introduction, Hilchos Tainus Perakei. We actually spoke about this Rambam in last summer, when I came back for Shabbos, before the Shabbos Chazon, we spoke about this Rambam. Yesham Yamim, Shekol Yisrael Mas'anim Bahem B'nei Atzarish Ir Bahem. There are days that all Jews fast because of the Tzarish that happened. Kedei Lo Orer Halavavos, to awaken our hearts, B'lif Toach Darkei Tshuva, and awaken us in Tshuva, etc., etc. And then on line 7, he says, V'elu Hain, what are those days? Tzom Gedalia, line 10, Asar B'teves, line 12, Shabbos B'tamuz, line 15, Tisha B'Av. He quotes the four Tanaisim. Fine, wonderful, end of story. Oh yeah! Not yet. Halacha Dalet. V'arbas Yimei Tzomos Elu, Halar Heim Mufarshim B'Kabbalah, and these four Tzomos are Mufurish, and he quotes the Pasuk in Zechariah. And then all of a sudden, Halacha Hey, the Rambam, as if to add, V'nahagu kol Yisrael b'zmanim elu l'hisanos b'shlosha asar ba'adar zecher l'tainis shehisanu b'yimei Haman. And all B'nai Yisrael were knowing b'zman hazeh to fast zecher to that tainis. As if he's separating it. He says, these are the four tainisim that we fast called the tzaris. And he lists them and he says, these are mishum divrei Kabbalah. And separately, in Halacha Hey, then the Rambam says, the minhag is to fast on Tainus Esther. Zecher to that fast. It doesn't say it, but it sounds like on the Rambam that he's also emphasizing, this is a very different fast day. This is not Mishum Tsaros. This is a Zecher to that fast. They fast at Bimei Haman. By the way, not for now, but in history he says Bimei Haman, not Bimei Mordechai to Esther. But Bimei Haman. Some say he's alluding to the fact that it's the Nisan one, not the Adar one, because Haman was killed in Nisan. Adar wouldn't be Bimei Haman anymore. He's dead. So that's what might be why he's alluding to that. But anyway, so that's what it seems like from the Rambam, like we saw in the Aruch HaChaim, that Tainus Esther is very different. Oh, another three halachos where we see this idea that Tainus Esther is different. Yeah. The Gemara would have made such a chilek. I don't think we steam outside Gemara. It sounds like we're talking about everywhere, I would think. It sounds like we're talking about everywhere. Oh, other nafkaminas. Oh, a very clear one. A very clear one, which is there's no arguing with this raya. Source 15, the Mishnah and Megillah tells us that Tisha B'Av, just read the underlined part, Tisha B'Av, Chagiga, V'Hakel, Ma'achrin, V'lo Makdimin. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. So we fast on Sunday, we're ma'acher Tisha B'Av, ma'achrin. We push it off, push it later. Says the Gemara, why do we push it later? Tisha B'Av, where it's underlined, Tisha B'Av akdume peranusa lo makadmi. We don't make early peranus. It's bad stuff. We don't like to make it early. So basically, all fast days, if they fall on a day which we can't fast, we push it off till the next day. Fine. What about Tainus Esther? This year, Purim is on Sunday. 13th is on Shabbos. So when do we fast? Thursday. We move it up early. So the Magen Mishnah says, why, says 16, can't fast on Purim? What choice do you have? Nothing fundamental. But if you look at the She'iltos, in source 17, look at the She'iltos. Says the She'iltos, where it's underlined, Ubizman Shachal Shlosha Asar Ba'adar Lios Be'erev Shabbos O B'Shabbos Makdimin U'Misanin B'Hamishi B'Shabbos Mipnei Shehu Nes V'Nes Makdimin V'Lo Ma'achrin. Tainus Esther is not about a tzara, it's about a nes. Putting it in our terms, it's not a tainus of tzar. It's a tainus of simcha. We'll get to what that lashon in a minute, but it's a tainus which is not about pain. And therefore, you can move it up. You don't move up Peranus, but Tainus Esther is not Peranus. Okay. Next halacha. Okay, that's what the Magen Mishnah says. But okay, do the day after. But a half halacha. Okay. Next halacha. If you look in source 18, next nafkamina. Again, so you have Makdimin below another Makdimin below Ma'achrin. If you have the Rambam in Hilchas Tainus in source 18, the Rambam says, "Kol Ashori b'Tainus. Anybody who is fasting, Beijai Misana al Tsaraso Achaloma, whether he's fasting on a tzara or in a dream, line 4, Hariza Lo Yinhog Idunin Ba'atzmo. Don't enjoy yourself on this day. Lo Ye Karosho. Don't be lightheaded. Velo Ye Samech V'Tov Lev. Don't be so happy. Ela doeg va'onein. Panesim are serious days. Say the Achronin, the Mishnas Yavitz at the forefront in source 19. This Rambam is reflecting the fact that a Tainus has a chalos hayom. There's a certain nature of the day that transcends and takes the place on the Yom Tainus. It's supposed to be a serious day. It's supposed to be a reflective day. A pensive day. There's no kalos rosh. It's even maybe from the night before. We don't paskin this way, and I'm not going to read it inside, save some time. If you look in source 20, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about days that when do you mention the special quality of the day in the Bracha Vertzei, by Yala V'Yava, when do you mention it afterwards in Al-Nisim, there's a whole list there, but the Gemara there talks about Anenu. It's a well-known Rashi, it's a well-known once you know it, but we'll make it well-known right now. In source 21, Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet, quotes the Gaonim. The Gaonim say, you say Anenu the night before Tainus by Ma'ariv also. Not just by Shachris for the Chazan and Mincha. Say by Ma'ariv too. Rashi rejects it because, why? Because you might not that you're not fasting, not that you're not fasting, but you might break your fast once you start fasting. By Mincha time, why do we say it by Mincha time? We don't even say it by Shachris because we might break your fast in the afternoon. The Chazan says it by Shachris because he's not saying it for himself. He's saying it on behalf of everybody. That's why he's allowed to say it. But Yechidim don't say it by Shachris because you might break your fast by the afternoon, you assume, okay. Mamela, you'll finish the fast. But what's the Sfarah to say it at night? What's the Sfarah to say it at night? Mishnas Yavis explains, among other Achronim, that really a Tainus, the Chalos Hayom, even starts the night before. There's a Heder Achila. There's a Heder Achila you're allowed to eat, fine. But really, the nature, the Chalos Hayom, the Asar B'Teves, the night before the Asar B'Teves. That is what the Mishnas Yavi says, based on the Rambam in source 18 and based on the Rashi, that there's a certain chalos hayom. Again, it's not kedushas hayom. There's no sanctity of the day, but there's a chalos hayom. Says the Mishnas Yavi, that doesn't apply to Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther doesn't have this. You have to sit serious, doeg, worried. Yes, it's pensive. Yes, you should be thinking. It's not supposed to be holeless, but he doesn't think that chalos yom Tainus applies to Tainus Esther. Again, because it's not a Tainus of Tsar. It's not a Tainus of remembering Churban. It's a Tainus of hope. It's a Tainus of realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us. What? Inachinami slichos just might be part of our, that might, I mean, we say slichos during Aseres Mitzvah. That's not atzvos either. Slichos isn't a symbol of atzvos. It's ribui tefila, but it's not a symbol of atzvos. So again, so what do we have so far? We have Megillas Tainus. There's no problem with Megillas Tainus. It's the fact that you could say, do it earlier, according to the Sheotos. It doesn't have a chalos hayom, says the Mishnah Siavetz. And that's what he says, if you look, just read a little bit of 22. Me'ata Nira, the Tainus Esther, kivan shehu lo kishara tanios. Tainus Esther is not like other fast days, sheheim gam al hatsaros shalanu kayom, which are all about tsaros, eloshu rak zeichel Tainus Esther, sheis anubi mehaman, as the Rambam says. Imkain ikur dinohu, sheyom ze aser midin Tainus, bachilu vishasiya, it's aser because of the fast that they did. Line 6, avaloch chaval ayom, chalos din yom Tainus. It's not that this is a Yom Tainus, Hanash Yomar Bo Kol Dina Yom Tainus, right? But it's a day that you have to fast. But it's much different than the other Ta'anesim. Okay, and just as an aside, I gave you, we're talking about this idea about fasting starting the night before. So Tshuva Ver Moshe Feinstein about a wedding, Leil Shavasa B'Tamuz. You might be familiar with this Tshuva. It was asked, there was a wedding on, Shavasa B'Tamuz was on Sunday, and Motzei Shabbos, they wanted to have a wedding, and the invitations already went out, and they couldn't change it, and tested it. So Ramosha matured it. He said in source 23, Ramosha said, again, this is earlier in, what year this is, it's a couple of years back, he said, V'shabdish l'tzorach is chelik aleph of Igurus Moshe, l'tzorach ish lahatir, because he thinks, as he quotes that Machlokas Gaonim and others, don't say it, so he thinks really it starts in the morning. So he says, you know, I don't want to be machriya, but in this type of case where it's just also it's not the eating issue; it's just a minog to not have the weddings and etc. So that's why he matured it. He says he wouldn't go so far if Shabbat B'Tamuz was really Shabbos and it was a nitche to Sunday. So really, Motzei Shabbos is the 18th, then he wouldn't go so far. But Mikra Adin, he thought you can have a wedding that night. Rav Soloveitchik was against it. There's one line in source 24 where Shechter quotes a Nefesh HaRav. Again, there's a larger piece in one of the Yartzeit Shiurim, in Shiurim Lezecher Rav Amari, where the Rav thought that specifically, again, I didn't get to finish reading it, but specifically at least the 3 weeks period, even if you want to say Shavuos B'Tamuz starts the next morning, but the 3 weeks period starts the night before. There's a difference between the Yom Shavuos B'Tamuz and the period of time of the 3 weeks. And he thought that starts the night before, and therefore you shouldn't have a wedding that night. But anyway, that's just on the side, Machlokas or the Rav and Rav Moshe. But anyway, back to this year. Again, we're proving this idea that Tainus Esther is very different than all the other Tanaisim. And with all the Nafkaminas that we have had up until now, and just to add one more idea, before again, we're going to get back to the original Kasha that we asked. And that is, Achronim, certainly the Rav and others I saw, have a suffix about the next two Rambams. So verse 25. The Rambam Hilchos Tainus. Kol Hatzomos Ha'elu Asinim li batel limos haMashiach. All fast days will be batel in the future. V'lo od elashayim asidim lios yam and tovim yimeisasun v'simcha. But not only that will they be batel, but there'll be days of simcha. And he quotes the pasuk in Zechariah exactly. So what about Tainus Esther? Will that be batel? So again, there isn't a clear-cut answer on this, but Rambam says, call it almost ha'elu, and then he quotes, like you just said, the pasuk in Zechariah, which doesn't mention Tainus Esther. So it could be Tainus Esther won't be batel. So there'll only be 2 days we'll fast in the future, Yom Kippur and Tainus Esther. Yom Kippur also is a different type of a fast day for a separate shear. But that again, it's not an nafkamina, but it might be that you know, Tainus Esther will also exist in the future. A similar discussion is based on the next Rambam, source 26. This is the last Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. Kol Sifrei HaNaviim V'chol HaKesuvim Asitim Libatel Limos HaMashiach. It's an unbelievable Rambam. All of Nach will be batel when Mashiach comes. Chutz mi Megillas Esther. Except for Megillas Esther. Harei hi kayemes kan chamisha chum shei Torah. Go be Torah. Torah and Megillas Esther. That's all there's going to be in Mashiach. Just as the Ravid doesn't know what the Rambam's talking about. He says, right, if you look on the side, Amar Abram, Dvar Had Yoto Suze. Ki lo yavatel sefer mikol asfarim. Shein sefer shein bo limud. It's Tanakh. The Ravid says you won't read them in Tzibur anymore. Okay, that's it. And there's not going to be Tanakh? That's the Pashas of the Rambam, though. Rambam says, except for at Megillas Esther. V'afalpi, and this is the key line for us, though. V'afalpi shekol zichron hatzaros yibatel, even though the zichar of all the tzaros will be batel, shenemar kinishkuhu hatzaros harishonis chinistru me'enai, yimei ha'purim lo yibatelu, but the days of Purim won't be batel, shenemar, the days of Purim won't leave zichron lo yosim yizara. The Rambam says yimei ha'purim. So what does yimei ha'purim mean? So it might mean 14th and 15th. Purim and Shushan Purim. You may have Purim. But the rough thought, maybe there's a deeper meaning here. You may have Purim includes Tainus Esther. Because according to everything that we've said so far, how Tainus Esther is really a Tainus, not of Tsar, but it's a Tainus of remembering what took place in the olden days. So remembering that what took place is Man Esther. And it's really a Tainus which is connected to the Simcha of Purim. It's really just two ways to reflect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. One day we eat and drink and sing, and one day we fast, which gives us a chance to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So really, Tainus Esther is one of the days of Purim. It's one kiyum. Yimei HaPurim. That's what he's quoted in Rav Shurkin Sefer in Harei Kedem, Source 27. He quotes these Rambams, and then he talks about, he's not sure whether it's included in this, but skip it, going to the next page now, going to source 28. He quotes the earlier Ron that we saw. Where's the line that I wanted to? Go to line 12. Umavur bitvarav de Tainus Esther shayeches biyasod delainy persume nisa ukishar yemei haPurim. Tainus Esther is one and the same. Umeshach shayech liyom haPurim atzmo. It's connected to Purim itself. It's one kiyum. It's not like, I mean, learned in Eretz Yisrael, remember in Shalavim, there was always a big thing from Yom HaZikaron to Yom HaTzmaut. Yom HaZikaron was heavy, and it should be heavy. It's remembering all the fallen soldiers. And it goes into Yom HaTzmaut, so there's a major contrast between the 2 days. And, you know, that's, again, there's a specifically have it that way, but there's a major contrast, Lahavdil. Again, in a different category. But here, it's part of the Kiyum. Part of the Kiyum of Purim is Tainus Esther. The Yesoda Isra Shem Shalafayim. He said that's why there's no problem to fasting beforehand. Imke Nira, and then at the last two lines, Nira the Tainus Esther Loti Batel. Tainus Esther is not going to be Batel in the future. Kishem Shemagilas Tainus Lobitlas Tainus Esther. So before we answer the last question, let's just review what we've done so far. We have said that the Tainus Esther is different than all the other Tainus, and that's why it's not in Zechariah. That's why the Rambam deals with it separately in the beginning of Perek Hei with Tainus. Why? Because it's a Tainus of Simcha. It's not a Tainus of Tzar. It's a Tainus of realization of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, loves us and how much He listens to our Tfilos. And also, we do that, we say, so too Bisman HaZeh shall listen to our Tfilos. But that's what Tainus is about. It's a Kiyum of Purim. It's not just a separate idea that comes before Purim. So, punchline, getting back to our original Kasha, what did we ask 40 minutes ago? Rabbeinu Tam Shita on Yom Zman Kilo Lakol. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Yud Gimel, the 13th of Adar, doesn't need a pasuk to tell you that you had Kareem Megillas Esther on that day. Why? Zman Kilo Lakol. So Rashi said that meant, what's Zman Kilo Lakol? The day that get ready to go to war. So Rashi says that's why you can read the Megillah that day. It's obvious, because that was part of the war, part of the nace. We asked on Rabbeinu Tam, so what is the fact that they, what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Zman Kilo Lakol, that they davened, they got together beforehand. So what does that have to do with reading the Megillah? So finally, punchline is, says Rav Turtzin, the Rav in Eretz Yisrael, and based on, he quotes a Rush, but he connects it, but the Rush really says it also, according to our idea that Tainus Esther is one of the days of Purim, that's the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. The davening and the reflecting beforehand, trying to have the achdus that you were talking about before, it's one of the Yimei Purim. Tainus Esther isn't a separate Bria. It's one of the Yimei Purim. If you say that, that's why it's obvious. Zman Kilo Lakol, that's why you can read the Megillah that day. Not just Rashi, who directly said it's part of the days of the war, but it's the days of the davening beforehand. The days of the davening beforehand, that's one of the Yimei Purim, as the Rav said, so that's why it is obvious that you can read the Megillah that day. Just read that one line of the Rush in Source 29. He quotes Va'od. This is answering the question of how could you fast on the day before Purim? What about Megillas Tainus? Va'od Zman Kilo Lakoli Shenikalu Va'amdu Al Nafsham L'Melchama U'Bikshu Rachamim V'Gam Hu Me'Ikar Hanes. I'm sorry, that was See, if you could read it like Rashi also. Not so sure now. I'm reading it now. But either way, Rav Tirzin explained that this means that it's also part of the Ikar Hanes. This is part of the days of Purim, to have this Tainus Esther. Because it's not like the other Tainusim. So that answers our original question. Yes. In a chinami. I mean, it's still a fast day. We still take it seriously. Correct. I'm saying, but in a chinami, it has more kulas. Yes, it's the most lenient of the fast days. Oh, so just to summarize what we've done. Again, you can read Rav Tirzin's piece. It's a very nice piece. Of course, the Rambam at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos. I'm going to summarize what we did. We started off with a machlokes rishonim. Why do we fast on Megillas Esther? Why do we fast on Tainus Esther? We either fast for Esther and everybody else fasted before she went into Achashverosh. That was one. Or two, we fast because the Jews fasted before what took place in Adar. So it's two very different kavanas when we have Tainus Esther. Tomorrow night, you know, we should realize why we're fasting, both of these kavanas. Then we went into, based on that Rabbeinu Tam, the nature of Tainus Esther, that it's much different Tainus than all the other Tainusim, and that's why it's not a problem of fasting the day before Purim regarding Megillas Tainus. That's why you're allowed to move it up. That's the kicker, Raya. You move it up, and it's, you know, there's no other fasting that's allowed. It's not Puranas. That's number two. It doesn't have a Chaloshem Tainus, says the Mishnas Yavetz. It might not be Batel, La'asil Lavo, said the Rav, and it doesn't have to turn into a Yantav, because it's already a Yantav. It's a Kiyam, it's a Yimei Purim. And that's why Rav Chundra Beit Tam is Makhilo Akol. Obviously, you can read the Megillah that day, because really it's part of the Yimei Purim. So, as we get into Tainus Esther, Bez Hashem, just as we remember the davening then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered our Tfilos, Hashem should give us the same answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillos also and say genuk to all the tzaras. And Hashem, this should be the only one next year. This should be the only one that we have left.